All right, good morning. Time for another Spotlight here on Red River Radio. Hi, I'm Kermit Poling, and joining me via phone is Frank King, and this is something that you don't get to read very often, the cardiac comedian. So Frank, good morning to you. Glad to have you along today on Red River Radio, and I think, yeah, that's definitely the first time I've ever read anything like that.
I may be the only cardiac comedian, although there are other comics who've had heart surgeries. I've had two aortic valve replacements, double bypass, heart attack, three stents.
Just so people have a little bit of a background on you, you were a longtime writer for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. How did you get into this thing about speaking and doing comedy about heart situations?
Well, I started comedy in December 1985, hold the record for the longest nonstop comedy club road trip ever, 2,629 nights. Then I got a job in radio back in my old hometown of Raleigh, North Carolina. I was hired by the number one morning show in town, which I drove to number six in 18 months, got fired. Yeah, you know how it is, Kermit. Two kinds of people on radio. People who've been fired, people are going to be fired.
Well, yeah, that's true.
No, it runs in my family. My dad inherited my sense of humor from my mom, and from my dad I got a bicuspid aortic valve. My mom also tossed in the cholesterol levels of a deep fat fryer. It's called familial hyperlipidemia. 1 in 200 people have the gene. It means I could eat spackle and packing peanuts and I would still have cholesterol, you know, off the chart. So The valve thing was congenital. I had the first valve job in 95, and I got a human valve from a donor, either a cadaver or a politician who wasn't using it. And I had my second one in 2012 because the human valve I had miles on it. Lasted 18 years, which is pretty good for a human valve. Double bypass at that time because it was two for Tuesday. Might as well toss it in. And then 2 years later, those two bypasses occluded on the same day, and I had a heart attack. I was a half mile up a logging trail in the woods, 2 miles from home. I had T-Mobile, so I didn't have cell service. And I had to walk out of the woods and drive home. 25-minute ride to the hospital. And obviously, a spoiler alert, I survived it. The comedy thing is, the longer you do comedy, ever hear this? Time, comedy's tragedy plus time. And the longer you do comedy, the shorter the time between the tragedy and and I'm doing comedy in the ambulance, I'm doing comedy in the little triage room. By the way, that's a tip for people. If you want fast service at the hospital, just mention you have heart attack symptoms. There's no waiting. Nobody gives a shippa about HIPAA.
Yeah.
So I'm in there, and the nurse says to me, I just have to ask you one question. I said, I'm married, but I love the way you think, honey. And she starts laughing. She goes, no, I need your full name. Is it Frank Marshall King III? What do you like to be called? I said, bear in mind, still having the heart attack. Big Daddy. So to this day, when I go back to Oregon Heart and Vascular, I see somebody I met that morning. Hey, Big Daddy, how's it hanging? Yeah, I've got 25 minutes, Kermit, on solid on cardio from my first, valve job all the way through the heart attack. And, yeah, I've also got tips on living heart healthy, happily, diet, exercise, meditation, medication, that kind of stuff, which I'll be sharing along with the funny.
So this event that you're coming to El Dorado for, now they're calling it now Healthy Heart and Healthy You. It's both a fundraiser for the Medical Center of South Arkansas
Auxiliary.
It's also just a very cool event. And I think the idea that you can come in and tell a great number of medical professionals who will be there, in addition to supporters from the community, to kind of give them a different look from the aspect of being a patient and having gone through all of this, what that has done for you. And certainly now that you have a hook for your comedy routines that is related to the heart. Again, you said you're probably the only one in the country. I think that's likely true, but what a refreshing view.
Yeah, and I guess when I do speak on heart health, it's generally to a group of healthcare providers and patients to give the healthcare providers kind of an insight on what it's like to be a patient, to be on the other side of the scalpel. And also to celebrate the nurses. Doctors, they do good work, but they come in, 90 seconds, change your meds, leave. The nurses are there, 8-hour shift, so I try to keep the nurses happy when I'm in the hospital. In part, Kermit, because my philosophy of healthcare is, be everybody's favorite patient. Because if they like you, if you make an emotional connection, maybe they'll pound a little harder on your chest if you seize up.
Well, it's true. I mean, it is a type of a working relationship.
They like you. They oh, you're not dying on my watch. Yeah. Hey.
I know as part of this, that as part of the fundraising aspect of this, that Murphy Pitard Jewelers, they're donating a diamond and garnet ring. So you can sign up for the drawing, and they'll have everything you need at the event to sign up for the drawing. So in addition to hearing a little bit of comedy and to some extent a serious discussion and meeting with a lot of people in the community, you also have the opportunity for that. This is February 20th, and I know they always try to do it sometime around Valentine's Day, you know, the whole heart thing. Go Red, that was the name of the event. I couldn't think of what it was, but it used to be called Go Red. Now it's called Healthy Heart, Healthy You. It is this year going to be at the El Dorado Conference Center. That tells me that the event has gradually grown, so they must be expecting a sellout.
also giving away a double bypass. No, they're not. They're checking blood pressure, cholesterol levels, blood sugar. There's basically a wellness check. And, you know, it's men that worry me the most because they tend to rationalize. You know, they never think they're having a heart attack. It's always that, oh, it's that burrito I ate yesterday. Unless a woman observes the symptoms. When I'm working cruise ships, which is where I'm headed now to Hong Kong to work cruise ship, it's an older crowd, like old people and their parents. And every night, same thing for dessert, oxygen. Anyway, I always ask, anybody here in the audience ever had your chest cracked? And, of course, guys raise their hand. I go, well, you know, tell me what you had done. Well, I had a bypass. And I said, well, how many bypasses did you have? I don't know. I was asleep. Of course, you were asleep. But I always ask the men, how long from the onset of symptoms till you saw a physician? And sometimes it's a week, 10 days. Sometimes it's been years. You know, I said to the guy, you waited a year after your heart attack symptom, which was shortness of breath? Well, it came and went. Oh, dear God. I wrote a joke for that situation, Kermit, that men don't die of heart attack or stroke. They die of testosterone poisoning.
Well, tell me. So through your career, were there periods of time when you had signs of what was coming up and that you rationalized yourself?
Yes, absolutely. Even though I knew from an early age, I think I had a murmur growing up. You know, you get a heart murmur, boy. When I was 25, I had my first echo. That became the bad valve. And even though I had chest pains, even though I noticed when I played basketball, it hurt a little bit for the first 4 or 5 minutes, but once I got warmed up, it stopped hurting. You know, get past that first hurt. It was okay.
And then you're fine.
I didn't die.
This is a true thing. So, again, I'm going to reflect on myself here. So, for several years, I would conduct, I'm a symphony conductor when I'm not on the radio. So, I remember being in conducting Mahler 4, long symphony, an hour-long symphony, being about halfway through it, and I'm in pain and wondering what the heck is going on. But by the end of the symphony, I'm feeling great. And this would happen concert after concert after concert. I had a stress test that was negative, so I guess it was a false negative stress test. So my doctor was thinking, oh, it's got to be, you know, gastric issues, until I went back for my next stress test because I had enough other friends who would say, no, you got to go do this again. And I'm glad I did. I was rationalizing it, just like you're saying.
Well, and some people think it's acid reflux. Some people are actually, Kermit, almost 50% are asymptomatic, which is bad. Symptoms are good.
Yeah.
Sometimes for those people, the first symptom of a heart attack is death. So, you know, symptoms are a good thing. I've rationalized a lot less since the first heart surgery. When my valve began to go down, I was on a cruise ship on the elliptical runner, and I felt pain. I thought, oh, well, let's see. Took some Tums, rested, got back on the elliptical, and it came right back, and I thought, well, I know what this is.
Yeah.
And we did an exercise, so I got home and had, you know, an exam.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, man, that valve is going to need replacing. So,
well, I had no idea how bad I was until I was having my heart cath. And, you know, you're out for the cath, or somewhat out. But I do remember clearly the doctor saying, uh-oh, this isn't good.
I did the, I've got a bit about the cardiac cath. Very southern doctor, had it done in Raleigh, came in. Mr. King, we're going to do an angiogram. I said, well, Dr. Gundry, what's an angiogram? He goes, well, we're going to insert a probe into your femoral artery. I said, I think I'll just stick with the bad valve.
It's a subject that people are often afraid to discuss. And I think the fact that you're able to put humor into this, especially from personal experience, I mean, it's like a light bulb going off for people who are going to hear this.
Yeah, I think my hospital here has a program called Heart to Heart. And what they like to do is they like to bring in people who've survived like a bypass and are doing well to meet the people who are about to get a bypass. And then also to meet with them afterwards, because oftentimes somebody getting a bypass or some kind of heart surgery think life is over. And so, you know, I can go in and I can demystify the process. Look, you're thinking it's going to hurt. It's not going to hurt that much. The drugs are good. It's going to be uncomfortable as a dickens. But, and, you know, and they used to send me in with another guy because, you know, sending a comic in is dangerous. So they'd send me in with somebody, the straight man, talk about, you know, well, you should be eating a low fat, high fiber, you know, go easy on the animal products diet. And then the patient looks at me and I said to him, here's the deal. Make it real simple for you. You put it in your mouth, it tastes good, spit it out. So you see somebody who survived it and obviously thriving, that hopefully lets you know that it's not the end of the world. But if you take care of yourself after you're done, you know, life goes on. It's
Well, aside from providing you with comedic material, which obviously it has, but from your outlook and all of that, what other, I mean, the impact on your life, what else changed?
Well, I was in the gym every day, you know, for cardio, and I lifted also, but I did my first bodybuilding contest October 2018, getting ready for another one in April, because I turned 63. And when you get over 60, you're in the master's category in bodybuilding, and pretty much everybody else has given up. So that I'm in the gym every day on the elliptical for cardio and lifting, I'll just lift heavier and diet different. And so that's, you know, it's become a lifestyle.
Yeah.
I'm on the ship. So, you know, I'm on the ship. There's 2,500 to 3,000 people. There's a dozen of us in the gym every day. Just the hardcore, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody said, you trying to keep from having a heart attack? No, man, I'm just trying to live through the next one. Because it's a lot of people don't know this, Kermit, but the reason I survived that trip down the hill in two miles in the car is I've been working out like a fiend. And if you put your heart under load every day, when you have an episode like that, the muscle in your heart is dying in a heart attack because mm-hmm. it's starved for blood. So the rest of the architecture around the heart, the veins, the arteries, they do something called vasodilate. They expand as far as they possibly can to try to pump blood to the affected part of the heart. And that's why I was able to walk a half a mile having a massive heart attack, is because my body was trying to compensate, you know, for that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when you're having a heart attack, you are literally dying.
Well, you were already starting from a position of being fairly physically healthy.
Yes, and, of course, the dogs are with me. They can smell the protein in my blood that signals a heart attack. They were real sympathetic. At about the quarter-mile mark, by the time I get back to the car, they're doing rock, paper, scissors over my liver, figuring I'm going to drop any minute.
Again, this is going to be Healthy Heart, Healthy You. It is on February the 20th. It's going to be 11 a.m. That's at the El Dorado Conference Center. Tickets and information, call 870-864-3245. And then my guest, Frank King, who is the cardiac comedian, and it says that on the poster, too. I just saw that. And likely the only one that you will hear. He will be there, and he'll be talking about his experience and also, no doubt, making you laugh a great deal. Frank, I want to thank you so much for coming on the air with me and chatting about your coming appearance.
Well, and I'm delighted, Kermit, you survived the double bypass. Gives you a whole new outlook on life, doesn't it?
No, I got you beat. Mine was a triple.
Oh, man.
It's really nice talking with you. And
I'm happy to be here.
You're happy to be here. Well, we're glad that you are. All right, my friend. I'm gonna let you go.
That's great. I'll see you then.
All right, Frank. Great talking with you. You take care.
Yeah.
Right. We haven't got. What do we got? We've got heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
Now you're getting the idea.
We've got heart. We don't sit